Business Center. Visit my granny in her any Pelham world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees as free as a song. And one day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. I stuffed him down in an old shoebox, punched a couple of holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was set way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. And that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Now what happened next was hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, squirrel run up, Howard Noonan's coveralls. Howard jumped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me. Now,
the day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church,
and that sleep in that old town of Pascagoula,
Pascagoula, they fought a fight for survival, and that broke out in revival.
They were jumping news and shouting,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Old Howard hit the aisles, dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. Old Howard thought he had a weed eater loose in his brittle bones. Wow! He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg, unobserved, to the other side of the room. Now all the way down to the amen viewers, Sister Bertha better than you, who'd have been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Well, you should have seen the look in her eye. That squirrel jumped her garters across her thighs. She jumped her feet and said, Lord, have mercy on me.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church, in that sleeping little town of Pascagoula, that was a fight for survival, and that broke out in revival.
They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, $25,000 got raised, 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, we had at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass. Oh, the miracles God's wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he set that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church,
and that sleeping little town of Pascagoula,
Pascagoula,
was a fight
for survival, and that broke out in revival.
They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
The day the squirrel
went berserk in the first self-righteous church,
and that sleeping little town of Pascagoula.